Avalanche report for Thursday, the 20th of March 2025. Wind slabs require caution. All day it applies low avalanche danger, so danger level 1. All day, above 2,400 meter, we have a wind slab problem. Especially in the aspects northwest to north to northeast. The more recent wind slabs are in isolated cases prone to triggering. The avalanche-prone locations are to be found on near-ridge shady slopes above approximately 2,400 meters. In regions exposed to the fern wind, these avalanche-prone locations are a little more prevalent. Wind slabs are mostly only small. The avalanche-prone locations are easy to recognize. Weak layers in the old snowpack can still be released in very isolated cases. The avalanche-prone locations are to be found in little-used backcountry terrain above approximately 2,200 meters, especially on very steep shady slopes. As a consequence of warming during the day and the solar radiation, the likelihood of moist loose snowslides being released will increase a little on extremely steep south-facing slopes. And now the snowpack. Shady slopes. As a consequence of a moderate southerly fern wind, clearly visible wind slabs will form on Wednesday, in particular in the regions exposed to the fern wind. They are lying on unfavorable layers, in particular on very steep shady slopes at elevated altitudes. Faceted weak layers exist deeper in the old snowpack on little used shady slopes. Sunny slopes. The snowpack will be in most cases well bonded. As a consequence of low temperatures and low relative humidity, a crust will form on the surface during the course of the night. Sunshine and high temperatures will give rise as the day progresses to increasing softening of the snowpack. Below the tree line, only a little snow is now lying. We have the following danger patterns: DP.6, cold, loose snow and wind; DP.5, snowfall after a long period of cold. The tendency for Friday, the 21st of March 2025, indicates a decreasing avalanche danger. Have a nice day and don't forget to be careful.